So in English today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be boxing up a text. You will see in your on your file that there is a boxing up grid and there is a copy of the text, the newspaper report that we read and looked at before Christmas. Okay, so it is called Caravan Crushed. I'll just quickly read it to you just to jog your memory on what we did. So it says, Caravan Crushed. Yesterday, two boys narrowly escaped death when a pylon collapsed on top of an old caravan they were playing in on Muggy Moss Road. The two boys have repeatedly been warned about playing in this abandoned caravan due to the safety implications. However, the naughty boys had not listened to their wise parents and ultimately put their own lives in serious danger. The caravan in question was covered in thick moss and had been empty on Muggy Moss Road for several years. The incident happened at 4:05 p.m. yesterday during a tremendous storm. Rain lashed down and the sky was dark. Suddenly, a strike of lightning hit an old rusty pylon, causing it to wobble and eventually fall, crashing through the roof of the caravan. Fortunately, when the pylon hit the caravan, it caused the door to swing open, creating an escape route for the lucky boys. They managed to carefully slide out and escape unharmed. They then had to return home to their parents and convince them that they had not disobeyed their instructions. Janet, a local resident, claims that she had seen these boys playing at the bottom of Muggy Moss Road many times before. I had repeatedly told them to stay away as it was unsafe, but I was always greeted with, "Get lost, you silly old woman," from these very rude boys. Their parents need to teach them some respect. The police officer who was first on the scene, PC Plod, reported these two boys were extremely lucky to be alive and should make sure that they listen to their parents in the future. The pylon and caravan are now being removed and the area is going to be turned into a new shopping complex. So what you will see now is the boxing up grid. Now, you've seen these millions of times before, so you know what to do. So we have got five key parts of a newspaper report. So we've got our headline, which we've talked about before, and you should have done some work on that yesterday. Okay, so the headline needs to grab the reader's attention. Describe sort of what the newspaper report is about without giving it away. Okay, it needs to be short and snappy. So not loads and loads of words, not a sentence, just a couple of words. Now, it might include a pun, which is a play on words or a bit of a joke, or alliteration. Now, if you remember, before Christmas, we talked about what alliteration was, and it was where two or more words began with the same sound, okay? So, for example, the headline in this newspaper article is Caravan Crushed. So they both begin with the k sound, don't they, okay? Then you go on to the first paragraph where we describe what's happened on the whole. We include the five W's, the who, the what, where, when, and why. Okay, then the next bit, so I've put paragraph 2 and 3. It might be two paragraphs. You might even want to include more detail. And this is to describe any background information. Okay, provide a context, explain what's going on. Okay, then the fourth paragraph or the fifth paragraph, if you've done more than two paragraphs for the second bit, is a quote from a key character or an eyewitness. Now, in this newspaper, there are two quotes, aren't there? Okay, so it might be somebody who has seen it. It might be the person who is directly involved. It might be somebody else who's related to the person who is involved. And remember, when we include quotes, we have speech marks, don't we? We have inverted commas around the bit that is being said. Okay, and then finally, we have the conclusion, which is what's happening now, what's going to happen next. So your task today is to look at that newspaper report that we've got there, and I want you to split it into those sections. Now, as you'll remember from previously, when we have done this, you don't have to copy each section from the text into that box. All you have to do is just sum up what is in those sections. Okay, so for example, for paragraph 1, you could just put something like two boys were in an accident where a pylon collapsed on a caravan. Okay, you don't have to write the entire paragraph down. So what I want you to do is I want you to have a go at doing that, splitting it up nicely.